For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN, $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
We think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A special envoy calls it quits over the Syria pullout. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Brett McGurk, special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, had been planning to exit his post in February of 2019, but sources tell CBS News that he informed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that he'll accelerate his departure due to a strong disagreement with President Trump's snap decision to withdraw 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, effectively abandoning U.S. allies in the region. McGurk submitted his resignation on Friday, just one day after Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his post, citing fundamental disagreements with the commander Chief.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after surgery to remove a malignant growth in her left lung. It's the third time Ginsburg has been treated for cancer since 1999. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
AAA says lots of people will be traveling for the holidays. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The organization says there will be a 4.4% increase in Christmas and New Year's travel over last year. A record-breaking 112.5 million travelers expected to take to the nation's runways, roads, and rails, most of them driving, with 102 million Americans taking advantage of the low gas prices and flying 6.7 million. The year-end holiday travel period is defined as the Saturday through Tuesday, January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. Some stores let you return anything, even without a receipt. Others restrict you with time limits and restocking fees. John Clemens has the story.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.